Part of the University of Wyoming's mission is to value and nurture diversity, but that's hard to do when the university struggles to attract and retain faculty and administrators of color. Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson has more.
Dr. Emily Monago has been the University of Wyoming's Chief Diversity Officer for over 3 years.
I couldn't have made a better decision or a better choice.
She loves her work and the perks of living in Laramie.
I have a wonderful view of snow-capped mountains. It's just beautiful.
But when the job announcement went out, she almost let it pass her by.
So it was a colleague of mine, and she said, "Have you read this job announcement at the University of Wyoming? It sounds like everything you've been talking about." And I was like, "I saw it, but I didn't read it."
Monago didn't read it because as a Black woman living in a diverse part of Ohio, it was hard for her to imagine moving to Wyoming.
It's just like, how does life work there when I'm not going to see many people who look like me or find the things that I'm used to finding easily?
In her role as Chief Diversity Officer, Monago has heard countless concerns from people of color considering jobs at UW. It's hard to move to a new place and realize the pharmacy doesn't carry makeup for your skin tone in its beauty aisle, or there's no one who can cut and style your hair.
It doesn't feel very welcoming and is not on the radar of a lot of people.
But when Monago arrived in 2017, her job as Chief Diversity Officer was to change that and to get inclusivity on UW's radar. Study after study have shown that diversity leads to more creative and innovative thinking. McKinsey & Company's 2015 study of more than 1,000 companies in 15 countries found that businesses with more diverse leadership were more likely to have above-average profits. Diversity was included in UW's strategic plan with innovation in mind. And Monago adds, because it benefits all students, including those who are white.
Our students are going to work all over the world, and they are going to engage with people outside of the state of Wyoming. And so it's very important that we provide those opportunities for cultural competence to develop that.
But UW still has a lot of work to do.
We're lagging behind our student diversity when it comes to employees at the university.
Monago says 13% of students are underrepresented racial minorities, but only 10% of employees are. UW professor Jacqueline Bridgman says Wyoming's reputation doesn't help.
A lot of folks equate us with places in the South and white supremacist places, and then you throw in the Matthew Shepard incident on top of that.
Bridgman directs UW's School of Culture, Gender, and Social Justice and serves on a campus committee to improve recruitment and retention of faculty of color. She's Black and grew up in Laramie.
We're actually more diverse than we were when I grew up as a kid, right? It's actually changed quite a bit.
But racism prevails. And Bridgman says unless Wyoming deals with that, it will continue to drive talented people away.
It's a huge issue. You know, we lost one of our really good faculty members. He moved to New York. He loved it at the university. He felt included. It was great. He loved his job. He had lots of good friends. His kids were getting bullied at Laramie High School.
Bridgman says her colleague moved to protect his family. This is just one example of many told to Wyoming Public Radio. And a 2019 campus climate survey revealed that 17% of respondents had considered leaving because their children or a member of their household had not felt welcomed or included in the local community. Dr. Monago says her office is also working to address racism off campus. She says a community engagement committee has done things like partner with local schools to address bullying. But change takes time. Monago says that's why UW needs to be upfront with new hires about the challenges they're likely to face.
We don't want to sell something that doesn't exist. So we thought it was very important to put together our own type of onboarding and welcoming packet. It's for all employees, but it has information in there specifically for communities of color.
The packet includes the location of the closest African and Asian markets in Colorado, and suggestions for Black barbershops and where to get braids. And
there also had to be that honesty there that you will run into people who haven't been around much diversity and maybe don't care to be around much diversity.
Given that reality, Dr. Monago says ongoing support is critical. Last fall, UW launched several employee networks, Christy Carter coordinates the effort.
The employee networks create that environment for people to come together, talk about issues, for social gatherings, community building, professional development, and mentoring.
There are currently 6 networks for African American and Black employees, Asian American and Pacific Islanders, Native American and Indigenous people, LGBTQ+, Latinx, as well as a women's group. And Carter says a network for people with disabilities is starting up.
It created that place where it was safe. It's okay. It's okay to share your frustration, and you are not alone.
Jacqueline Bridgman, who grew up in Wyoming, says that sense of support and inclusion needs to extend beyond UW's campus.
Especially in a place like Wyoming, I think it's going to have to almost be a statewide effort. Right. It's easier for us to recruit at the university if the rest of Wyoming is inclusive and supportive.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.